Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Hey, family, friends, and strangers, it's the Monday Matters podcast, and I am on week three of the four-part series on our menstrual cycle and how to best embrace each of the four seasons that we have going on in a month. So this week's episode is all about summer. It's the ovulation phase, and I love summer. If you've known me for any length of time, you know it is my very favorite season. And when I start describing to you what this season of our menstrual cycle sounds like, looks like, feels like, you're going to know why summer is my very favorite season. And the only downfall or the only sad thing about this season in our menstrual cycle, because it's so beautiful, is it's 2 days long. When I looked at the winter phase, you know, when you had to go kind of slower and honor the fact that you were having a shed for that week and you're menstruating and bleeding. And then you move into spring when you start to emerge and, you know, energy starting to come back up. And then you have this boost, this awesomeness, this feeling of, you know, I am just one sexy mama enduring ovulation. And I was like, yeah, but it's 2 days long. Why can't we feel this awesome for longer? Now, I would imagine that there's a lot of reasons why. And because I am zero desire to have any more children in my life, it's probably not a bad thing that we don't ovulate for 10 or 15 days. But it is unfortunate that my favorite season of summer is very short-lived. It's kind of like living in Saskatchewan, actually. The menstruation cycle is a lot like living in this province. I don't know if there's any connection there or not, but my favorite season is short-lived in lots of ways. So these 2 days are when we are our most fertile. It is when our hormones have peaked and the ability to become pregnant and to fertilize, for the egg to become fertilized is during this time. And it is only a few days long. But during these days, let's make the best of it. We feel our sexiest. We feel the bravest. We feel sort of the most outgoing during ovulation. That's on purpose. I mean, if it's supposed to be mating season, it's not going to feel like you're totally frumpy and exhausted and grouchy. That's not necessarily the best way to attract a mate. So imagine that you are in mating season. Whether you're actually mating or not, that's not the point. But during this part of your cycle, that's what your body is supposed to be sort of triggering for you to be responding to. So if you want to honor that, now is the time to put those crazy ideas out there to the world. This is a time when you can feel brave to say the things that you've been hesitant to say. We feel more positive and we think more positive during ovulation. The negative filter, you know, that negative voice in our head, the one that kind of puts us down and says, no, we could never get that done. No, we should never try doing that. That negative filter is quieter during ovulation. So what are you thinking right now? What are you attempting to put out to the world? Put it out there during ovulation. Feel brave and be brave. This is the time when you can be most receptive. If there was any kind of difficult backlash or conversations, this is the best time to be having them. If you need to be having some difficult conversations in the future, if there's been things weighing on you, you know you need to have this conversation, this is a time to either engage in that conversation or practice it this month, knowing that you can go through all the seasons and maybe you'll be brave enough to have these difficult conversations in a month or two. But if you want to practice them, these are the days. These are the days when your verbal skills are at their highest. I mean, I can't record all the podcasts that I record in only 2 days, probably, but you better believe I'm going to try to figure out my days of ovulation and put some podcast recording in there, because me stuttering around and not really knowing what my words were and can't find any nouns, that's not entertaining for anybody. So what if my verbal abilities and my verbal skills were increased in this little window of time and I capitalized on that by recording more podcasts than usual during the summer season? That's one of the things I'm going to try to implement to make the fact that I am a woman and I am going to have fluctuating hormones work for me versus against me. There's going to be a week in the month where I don't record a podcast because my brain's just not firing that well for it. But I might record extra during ovulation. So any kind of project or speaking engagement or anything sort of, I need to be brave and I need to be out there and I need to be, you know, entertaining, anything like that works well during the summer season. Unfortunately, it's short-lived and some of us have to be out there and performing more often than 2 days out of the month. But if you can schedule those extra things into the summer, that's when your body is most receptive to being able to do that. Okay. Estrogen's at its peak, and estrogen is our extroverted hormone. So this is the time when you feel like you can say yes to the social engagements. You can say yes to the, you know, visit down south to the great aunts. You know, this is a time when that stuff won't feel as taxing. It won't feel as exhausting to fit that into your world. So do it. If you've been putting something off and putting something off because you haven't had the energy to do it, or you're not sure if you're going to have the energy to do it, save it for these, for this season. Save it for ovulation. Save it for these couple of days of the month, and then go for it. Because if there was ever a time when you could properly sort of navigate through something a little bit extra in your life, it would be right now. Okay. Let's talk about working out and training during ovulation. When you look at the chart as to what exercises you should be doing during each of the four seasons, CrossFit finally shows up. This is the best time for you to be doing high-intensity workouts. You know the definition of CrossFit: constantly varied functional fitness at high intensity. We love to do those kinds of workouts. It made me a little sad that the best time to do those workouts is during the summer season, during ovulation, which I've already commented is a 2-day window. I don't think that's good for my gym. I don't know about that. But I did think it was really interesting to know that you're really receptive to the CrossFit, to the HIIT, to the strength training, to doing all of the things in this window. So if, you know where you're at, you know that summer's coming, that's a day to say, like, I'm going to head, you know, it is my summer season this weekend. Plan yourself a good hero wad this particular weekend and love it. Enjoy it. That's what we're designed to be doing right now. Go all in. Orchestrate that. You know how flexible it is around here. And if you're not here and you work out on your own, scroll your programming, scroll Pinterest, wherever you get your ideas from, and find a time, find a workout that a little bit scares you. No, you know it's kind of challenging, and do it during the summer season of your menstrual cycle. Embrace it. Challenge yourself. This is the time. This is the 2-day window where you're supposed to be doing that kind of stuff, which I think is kind of funny. Foods, again, I've mentioned in the other two episodes when I was talking about foods, they talk about the right foods to be eating during ovulation. And guess what they are? non-processed whole foods, fruits and vegetables, lean meats, a little bit of fat. Okay. I think we know that. Those are the things that serve our body. The stuff that we that I thought was kind of interesting, though, when it came to the ovulation season, was how our bodies are more impacted by environmental toxins during these 2 days. And the why to that was really interesting. When women are trying to get pregnant, when women are ovulating for the purpose of procreation, we instinctually want to be our healthiest. So our body needs to manage our toxic load as best it can when it is attempting to fertilize an egg and become pregnant. So just imagine how amazing the human body is. And during ovulation, it takes a real stand against environmental toxins right now. Does not do well if you have a lot of exposure. And if you were trying to get pregnant, you're really going to want to reduce your ability, the things that you are able to reduce anyway, because there's some things that are out of our control, but the things that are in your control, if there's a time in the month where you're not going to bother with some of that toxic lotion or, you know, non-organic strawberries, like this would be the week where you would not incorporate those, and you would spend a little bit extra effort in reducing your toxic load more than you are already trying to do. That your body is most affected by the environmental toxins during ovulation. So I'll just leave it with that. You can, you know, make choices as to how you are reducing that toxic load all on your own. And I would suggest that you do it all month long. But if you're trying to get pregnant, it's something that you might want to be even more mindful of during this season. So the podcast is not going to be a really long one because ovulation is not really long. We're talking a couple of days out of a month when we are at our finest. Our libido should be its highest. We should feel our sexiest. We are probably in the month we will fluctuate in weight. We will be feeling our finest, our leanest, our sexiest, our clothes will fit the best. We are, you know, in the game right now during the summer months. Again, 2 days. Why do we not get about 6 or 7 of those? But the summer season is when you should be really going for it, whatever it is. And we've talked about it during the winter season. You want to make goals, but not necessarily be jumping at executing them. When you first start your period, you want to think about, because you're thinking really well, what do I want to accomplish this month? What am I putting out there? But you're not actually putting it out there. It's more intrinsic. It's more introspective work. Then you move into spring and you start taking some action. Your estrogen starts to build. You start to be able to do a few more things. You start to feel a little bit more brave and you start to tackle the goals that you've set during the winter season. And then summer. The summer season is when you are going to put all these crazy ideas, these big audacious goals out there for the world to hear. Say them out loud. Put them on your Facebook feed, whatever you want to do to say, this is something that I'm thinking about, I'm tackling. This is a time for you to be more extroverted and more brave and out there brave because you can handle the ramifications of it. You can handle any negativity that's coming your way a little bit better during this summer season because your negativity filter is low. So be out there. It's also a time for you to be able to handle the conversations that are awkward and difficult or you've been avoiding, even though they're weighing on you. Those stressors may be something that need to be dealt with. Practice addressing them. Practice talking about that kind of stuff during this season because you can handle it a little bit better. I talked about it last week when we talked about spring and how it's okay if you don't feel the way, I'm using my air quotes, the way you're supposed to be feeling in a particular season. If you don't feel that way, honor that as well. So if you get to this day 15 to 17 or whatever ovulation is going to be during your cycle, if you get here and you're like amped up for these 2 days of sexy and you don't feel that way, it's okay. You're not doing anything wrong. You're not menstruating wrong. You're not having a bad cycle, but it might be that you can continue to work at ways to set yourself up for that cycle to be honored more efficiently. Is there things that you can do next time around as you head into fall and as you head into winter and the next time you have spring that help you to really peak during summer? And because this is not an exact science and we are not a bunch of cookie cutter humans and we all have a story, sometimes we are not necessarily going to feel our best during the summer season of our period. That's okay. I don't want anyone to think that they've done anything wrong and that they have failed this month if they ovulate and they didn't do anything brave. That's not the point. The point is for you to better understand how our bodies work when we are our hormonal human and how we can best honor the fluctuations that we face so that they work for us, not against us. So I hope that you enjoy summer as much as I do, both in Saskatchewan and throughout the menstrual cycle. And come back next week because we are moving into fall, slowing life down a little bit and preparing for winter. So I will check back in next Monday and we will have the last of our four episodes, the final week before the winter week one happens all over again. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listened to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.